Until he was 4 years old, James Henry Trotter had a happy life. He lived peacefully with his mother and father in a beautiful house beside the sea. There were always plenty of other children for him to play with. And there was a sandy beach for him to run about on, and the ocean to paddle in. Exactly what the ocean sounds like. It was the perfect life for a small boy. Then, one day, James's mother and father went to London to do some shopping, and there a terrible thing happened. Both of them suddenly got eaten up in full daylight, mind you, and on a crowded street by an enormous, angry rhinoceros which had escaped from the London Zoo. Now this, as you can well imagine, was a rather nasty experience for two such gentle parents. But in the long run, it was far nastier for James than it was for them. Their troubles were all over in a jiffy. They were dead and gone in 35 seconds flat. Poor James, on the other hand, was still very much alive in a vast, unfriendly world. The lovely house by the seaside had to be sold immediately, and the little boy, carrying nothing but a small suitcase containing a pair of pajamas and a toothbrush, was sent away to live with his two aunts. I don't know about you, but we're only on page one, and already I'm intrigued. I mean, I'm hooked. I love the main character. I want to see what happens to poor James. I want the best for him. I feel sorry for him and the tragedy with his parents. And this is just the first page. Now that's writing. He was sent away to live with his two aunts. Their names were Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker. Their names kind of say it all, don't they? I think we all know where this is headed. Their names were Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker. And I'm sorry to say that they were both really horrible people. They were selfish and lazy and cruel, and right from the beginning, they started beating poor James for no reason at all. I hate these aunts. They never called him by his real name, but always referred to him as, "You disgusting little beast," or "You filthy nuisance," or "You miserable creature." And they certainly never gave him any toys to play with or any picture books to look at. His room was as bare as a prison cell. They lived, Aunt Sponge, Aunt Spiker, and now James as well, in a queer, ramshackle house on the top of a high hill in the south of England. The hill was so high that from almost anywhere in the garden, James could look down and see for miles and miles across the marvelous landscape of woods and fields, and on a very clear day. If he looked in the right direction, he could see a tiny grey dot far away on the horizon, which was the house that he used to live in with his beloved mother and father. And just beyond that tiny grey dot, just beyond that, he could see the ocean itself, a long, thin streak of blackish blue like a line of ink beneath the rim of the sky. Chapter 2. After James Henry Trotter had been living with his aunts for 3 whole years, there came a morning when something rather peculiar happened to him. This thing, which, as I say, was only rather peculiar, soon caused a second thing to happen, which was very peculiar. And then a very peculiar thing, in its own turn, caused a really fantastically peculiar thing to occur. It all started on a blazing hot day in the middle of summer. Aunt Sponge, Aunt Spiker, and James were all out in the garden. James had been put to work as usual. This time, he was chopping wood. Just like that. Sounded just like that. He was chopping wood for the kitchen stove.